On this episode, training plans. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thanks for being here. It is Wednesday as I record this. Happy hump day. Let's talk about training plans. A question that I get quite often from people on social media and when I talk to clients and listeners on the phone is whether I plan out training and workouts ahead of time, plan out a schedule and determine what I'm going to do. The short answer to that is no. The longer answer is this. I think there are times when deciding ahead of time what you're going to do is beneficial. I think there are also some people who work best under those circumstances. So what I would suggest is this. If you are not currently in, if you do not currently have the habit of already training hard on basically a daily basis, right? If that's not already part of who you are currently and what your habits have been, there is definitely some value in deciding a certain standard that you're going to set and accomplishing that every day. And what I mean by that is this, I don't think for most people, and this has certainly been the case with me, I've never found a lot of benefit in looking at, you know, an 8-week plan, a 12-week plan, where there's different exercises on different days and you know, that's like really detailed, complicated, multi-week plan. It's never vibed with me, really. And I think for a lot of people, that's the case. It's too structured. I mean, if we look at moving our body is such a fundamental part of being a human being. It's so creative in a lot of ways. And I think those kind of plans sometimes just get in the way. Having said that, as I said, if training hard every day is not already a part of who you are and a habit that you have, what I would suggest is this. You set a particular standard that you're going to hit every single day for a particular period of time. And my suggestion would be use body weight exercises for this. I think either push-ups and squats are great. And if you guys have been following me for a while, you know that I've talked about that before. Or burpees are another great option. And you set a particular number and you hit that number every single day. And you look at maybe a 2-month period or maybe 45 days or, you know, 75 days or something like that. And you hit that number every single day, regardless of what happens during that time period. And the point really is not to, you know, accomplish a certain goal in terms of your weight or, you know, how many you can do or whatever. The point of that is to go from having daily physical training where you push yourself to go from that not being a habit that you have, not being a current part of who you are, to having that habit and having it be a part of who you are. And that's what going through a stretch run like that will do. So you may have heard of the 75 hard program. I know some of you guys have done that. So there's some value in saying, okay, for the next 45, 60, 75 days, whatever it is, I'm going to hit a particular standard every single day. So if it's push-ups and squats, for example, I would suggest you figure out how many push-ups you can do in a set, maybe just short of absolute failure, kind of round down to whatever the lower sort of 5 number is, and do the same thing with squats. And then you do a minimum of 5 sets of each, and you determine to do that every single day for whatever that period of time is. And you're going to have some days where you don't feel like doing it. You're going to have some days where you have to push through, either physically or mentally or time-wise. And that's the point, actually, is those hard days. Those are the days when that habit really becomes instilled, when it convinces your deep subconscious mind that, number one, training a part of every day is who you are, and number two, that you can do it even on days when you're not really feeling like it, right? So I think there's a lot of value in that. Once you get to the point of having that be a part of every day, then at that point, I would suggest you kind of roll with what feels natural to you. As I said, what feels natural to me is I just basically take it day by day. So I listen to how my body's feeling. I enter each day with the intention of training hard every day. And then I listen to my body. What's feeling good? What's not feeling good? if I had a particular hard leg day yesterday, I might hit, you know, upper body somewhat more today, but I basically enter every day with the intention of training my entire body every day, because I think that's how we're meant to be. I think that's how we function best. Not every single day is going to be as hard as every other day, right? There's going to be harder days and somewhat lighter days, sort of active rest days and things like that. But once you get to that point where it's a habit, I'm not a huge believer in really complex plans, because what I've found is when I try to use something like that, what usually happens is one of two things. Either whatever workout is planned or scheduled for the day is not enough, and I find that I can actually do more than that and it's not challenging me enough, or it's too much and my body's not really up for that day. And so these kind of rigid and structured, you know, multi-week, multi-month plans of this is exactly the exercises you're going to do on this particular day at this particular weight, I just don't think for most people it's a good path. Because, you know, if you're working towards a very, very specific goal, for example, let's say maybe you are working towards a race, maybe you like to run, right? And you're working towards running a half marathon or a marathon or something. I do think there's value in saying, okay, the race is in 6 months, laying out a plan of here's how I generally need to progress between now and then in order to be ready for that. But outside of something really specific like that, that you're getting ready for, training our bodies is not about hitting a particular number, you know, on a lift, or hitting a particular number on our weight. It's about adopting it as a lifestyle. It's about adopting it as a lifestyle. And I don't think specific plans like that really help that. Now, again, if you're somebody who, if you find that you really need that, then roll with that. You know, just like people learn differently, people have different things that work for them. So if you find that laying out training plans, you know, days, weeks, months ahead of time works for you, then by all means, go with it. But what I usually do is if people come to me on a path of, you know, wanting to lose weight, needing to kind of get that daily training habit instilled, that's the direction that I usually point people is, okay, let's look at some basic exercises and let's get you doing those every single day without fail for a period of time in order to instill that habit. Once you reach that point, I'm a huge believer in flexibility and in enjoying the creativity of moving your body. One of the reasons that I really like kettlebell work is that there's a lot of creativity. Once you learn some basic movements, you can really kind of flow with it and allow your creative mind to lead you and focus on the energy. Same thing with body weight, right? There's a lot of value in doing the basics, push-ups, squats, burpees, things like that. Once you get some of those basics down and maybe sort of some basic yoga flows, things like that, then you can really allow your creativity to, again, guide you. So you go into a session focused more on the energy. That's what I think is far, far more important. And that's what this really boils down to in terms of training our body. It's not about the specific exercises that we do. It's not about the numbers that you're hitting. It's not about specific long-term plans. It's about going every day and pushing into the place of discomfort, of pushing ourselves hard, of proving to our mind and our body that we can do hard things, of showing our body that we need it to develop and adapt to do hard things, because that's such a fundamental part of being healthy. So a focus on the energy is so much more beneficial for most people. So that's what I would suggest is, again, if you don't already have that daily habit, you don't necessarily need a specific plan to do the daily habit, right? To instill that. You can just go with the creativity of it and focus on the energy and focus on doing something that's hard every single day. Or if you find it beneficial, set some particular numbers on some basic body weight exercises and start doing those every single day. If you're not already training hard every day, there's very little point in trying to lay out some kind of long-term, complex, super detailed plan. you know? And there's all these people that sell training plans online. And I just think for most people, that's not going to help you. That's not, if you don't already have the habit, if you're kind of out of shape, you're not really training on a regular basis, having some specific plan that lays out, you know, 18 different exercises to do every single day and different body parts on different days of the week and all that, that's not what you need. What you need is the basics of getting the habit in place. And that's what matters. If I look back at the last almost 15 years that I've been experimenting and trying to get better and training on a regular basis, and I've done all kinds of different exercises, and I was really into running and really long distance running for a long time, and had periods of time where I did a lot of yoga, and I've had periods of time more recently where I focused more on strength work. The specifics really don't matter. What matters is, are you going out every day and pushing yourself? That's what not only feeds into your body, but it feeds into your mind, your spirit, your willpower. So don't get too hung up on training plans. If you really find that they work for you and you need it, go for it. Otherwise, focus on the energy, focus on the consistency, and focus on, okay, am I going out every single day and doing something physically challenging? That's really what matters. So I'm about to go do that right now. I've been getting most of my days recently. I've had a brief training session in the morning just to kind of get my blood pumping for the day. And then my heavier training session has been in the afternoon. I like getting out in the afternoon sun and heat at this time of year. So I'm about to go get a training session in right now. Wherever you're at, keep pushing, man. Keep pushing. Physical training is such a foundation of our life. It's a foundation of life. It's not just about how you look. It's not just about your long-term, you know, longevity and health, although obviously that's a huge impact. It's about a mental, physical, spiritual foundation that will carry us through life, that shows us that we can do hard things, that gets us in the habit of doing hard things, that develops our discipline and our willpower that we need to then go and apply to other areas of life if we're going to be successful. So go out there, get after it. That's about what I'm going to do. Sending you guys awesome vibes. Have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.